Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Made a provision through his son. Oh, and one of the benefits that have come to us is the fact that, oh, the way has been opened for us to go back into the presence of God. Righteousness as defined in the New Testament, we can say it can be defined as the ability to stand in the presence of God unashamed, without any guilt, without any shame, unafraid to go into his presence. You see, the thing that rules the world is the thing about sin and the consciousness of sin and the consciousness of guilt. And that's one of the things that holds us as Christians and stops our faith from working. But he's saying that in the gospel, a righteousness has been revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live. There is a righteousness of God revealed in the gospel. And so this morning we will discover that and see what that means for us. You see, last week, all through last week, and when we went through the 3 days, we talked about the fact that when Jesus hung on the cross, he was made sin for us. He was made sin for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. So we talked about the fact that when he hung on the cross, he was made sin for us. He took on the nature that we had, that very nature of the enemy, and he was made sin on the cross. And when he went to hell, also on our behalf, and in hell he was born again from death to life, so that he is called the firstborn among many brethren. And he made that possible for you and I to come into the kingdom of God. And so if Jesus could go through that process and come out alive and go back into the presence of God as if sin had not been, that is the plan of God for our life, for God to treat us as if sin never existed. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is one of my favorite subjects in the Bible. I'm getting worked up already. Oh, glory. Notice what he says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Think about it. What if there had not been any sin? That is what God has worked on throughout this whole time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's start from 25. Actually, 24. It'll make it clearer for us. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself. Heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, not that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. He then would have had to suffer since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away, notice the phrase, notice the word, sin by the sacrifice of himself. The old high priest of the old covenant had to go in every year. And even then, later on, he talks about the fact that that could not cleanse their conscience from sin. But the sacrifice, the one-time sacrifice, notice he didn't say sins. He's talking about the original sin that happened in the beginning and anything else that can come after. Oh, but he said he appeared once at the end of the ages to put away sin. Oh, by the sacrifice of himself. That is how God looks on you and I, as if sin had never existed. That is why he won't treat us, even in this new dispensation. You are my child. The issue has been solved. Now you can come into my presence unashamed, unafraid. Come boldly to the throne room of grace. You see, that is what God was working on throughout this whole time. Just forgiving man our sins wouldn't have solved the issue. Man has to be made a new creation. You see, in John chapter 8, verse 44, he talks about the fact, talking to the strictest sect of the religious people of their day. He said, you are of your father, the devil. That didn't mean that the devil gave birth to them from a physical standpoint. No. You are of your father, the devil, because they had the same nature as the devil. And so the thing is, the thing that will solve the issue is, man must be recreated. Man must be made a new creation, a new species of being. And when you got born again, that is exactly what happened to you. Notice what he says in 2 Corinthians, we were there earlier, chapter 5, verse 17. This is what will make the difference in your Christian life. Thank you, Lord. My. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. How many things have become new? Everything has become new. There is a new creation on the scene. That new creation is just as new as when Adam was created in the beginning. That new creation is just as new as when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. A new creation. You can't have two natures at the same time. You see, the thing that causes the issue is we are already born again. The body is still the same. The mind is still the same. The body has to yield to the new creation on the inside. And the mind has to be renewed, like he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and downward. If that doesn't happen, we will remain in the babyhood state of Christianity. But when you trip up, when you fall into temptation and sin, you are not born again. You are a new species of being. If you had the same nature of the enemy and the nature of God, then when you die, potentially you can go to two places. That doesn't add up. You can go to hell and potentially you can go to heaven as well. No, if you are a Christian, you are a new species of being. A new creation has just appeared on the scene. Created from God's standpoint when Jesus Christ was raised and when he was made new and born again from death to life, we were made new as well. And anybody is available for everyone to accept. Notice what he says in Ephesians. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 10. It says, for we are his workmanship. Notice the phrase again. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. That new creation was a work of God. Created in Christ Jesus. From God's standpoint, we weren't there when the new birth happened, when Jesus Christ was born from death to life. Oh, but from God's standpoint, God always calls those things that be not as though they were. We were created in Christ Jesus. For what? Just to come and exist. For good works prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. There is nothing like anybody who is a Christian that God doesn't have a plan for. God has a great destiny for your life. God has a great purpose for your life. Oh, and as you yield to him and obey him, you begin to walk in the fullness of it. But the key here that we want to understand is you have passed from death to life as a result of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, notice what he says in John chapter 5, verse 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 5, verse 24. He says, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, notice, but has passed from death to life. You have passed from death to life. He repeats it again in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. So long as you have that concept, then you are ready to walk in victory. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. He says, he who has the Son has life. That is the very life of God. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. He who has the Son has what? Oh, say it louder like you are in church this morning. He who has the Son has what? Life. Oh, do you know what that life is? That life is the very nature of God. That life is the very being and the substance of God. That life is in you now. You're not trying to get it. You already have it. He says, I've written to you. I want you to know. I want you to be sure about this. You have passed from death to life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. When you realize that, you will begin to walk in dominion. Oh, he says, Colossians 1, 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, or the remission of sins. What has he done? He has conveyed us from the power of darkness, from the dominion of death, into the kingdom of the Son of his love. You are in a new kingdom with a new king, governed by a new set of rules. He has translated us. You see, so long as you have a conception that you are still the same old person, then the devil will have a field day in your life. But if you realize that, hey, oh, I am no longer under his dominion. I am no longer under his authority. I am no longer under his power. When he shows up at your doorstep, you will tell him to get. You see, fallen man without God is in a miserable state. Don't ever envy an unbeliever, someone who is not saved. They are without hope and without God in this world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. We were like that. He says that at that time, you were without Christ. We were without Christ. We were without his anointing, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. I don't know how you can live in the world like this. Not their condition is very miserable. Our condition was miserable. We were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought nigh by the blood of Christ. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of his resurrection, now the way has been opened for us to go into God's presence, unashamed, unafraid, boldly. Ayaya kabasotea. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help me get this out. Oh, I'll preach it in tongues. What man lost in the beginning was righteousness. That is what God was working on to restore it throughout this whole time. Job chapter 33, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Job 33, verse 26. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, he shall pray to God, and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. What does he restore? He restores to man his righteousness. There are three facts noted here. He prays to God and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, and for he restores to man his righteousness. God, that is what God was working out throughout all the ages, to restore to man his righteousness, to restore to man what was lost in the beginning. He says he shall pray to God, and he will delight in him. The only reason why God listens and hears your prayer is because of the righteousness of God, because of Jesus, who is the righteousness of God, and we have been made the righteousness of God in him. Notice the phrase. He sees his face with joy. God longs to see your face with joy. Oh, he longs for you to have to come into his presence. He longs to have fellowship with you, for you to come there unashamed, unafraid. He restores to man. Job was prophesying. He saw it way ahead before this happened. He restores to man his righteousness. That is what counts. That's what makes the difference. He sees his face with joy. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That is what God was working on throughout. You see, man tried to attain it. The law couldn't do it for them. And people try to attain it on their own. Become righteousness throughout all sorts of good work. That won't do it either. The righteousness is the very nature of God. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 3. I want us to be established in this fact. That is why we are going through all the scriptures. Romans chapter 3 verse 19. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. No one trying to get under the law of the Old Testament will be justified in his sight. It couldn't do it. That word justified there means righteousness as well. Oh, but notice 21. But now, the righteousness of God, apart from the law, notice the phrase, apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Oh, but 24 said, but being justified or made righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Notice 26. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just or righteous, and the righteousness or the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Oh, study that book of Romans greatly. That's why we started in chapter 1. Oh, there is a righteousness of God revealed apart from the law. Oh, the law couldn't do it. The prophet testified to it. They saw it way ahead. Oh, but he's saying through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I like that word justified. Oh, there is an acronym we've come up with. Oh, just to say that just as if I had not sinned, just as if sin had not been in the beginning, that righteousness has been revealed. You can go because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of his resurrection. Oh, where is no more guilt, no more shame, no more condemnation. No wonder he says in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You are not condemned anymore. There is nothing that can condemn you now. Nothing can condemn you now. You don't need to walk in condemnation. You don't need to walk in guilt. You don't need to walk in shame. The price has been paid. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ has already been made to us righteousness. We are not trying to make, no, you can't try to make yourself righteous. There's no way you can do that. You cannot do it. He is the one that made us righteous. No amount of good works will get you there. Because Jesus has already made that available for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom. Notice, has become. From God's standpoint, it is done. Oh, wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Oh, he has already been made that unto you. So that is why he says, awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Don't wake up in the morning and condemn yourself. Wake up and awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. Thank you, Lord. He has been made. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Awake to righteousness. And do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Awake to righteousness. Awake in the morning to righteousness. Oh, thank God I have a Father. Thank God I have Jesus. Thank God he has raised me up together with Christ to sit in heavenly places. Thank God that throne room is my stomping ground. I can go there and rejoice in the presence of my Father. Jesus and I will go out today and win in life. Jesus and I, with his Holy Spirit, we will go out as conquerors and prevail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, glory be to the name of the Lord. That gives you boldness that you cannot have any other way. That righteousness confers on you a sense of dominion, a sense of mastery. Notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, the wicked flee when no one pursues. What does righteousness give us? But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Now these scriptures will mean something to you. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Have you ever seen a lion being protected by sheep? Oh, notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. The righteous are bold as a lion. You become bold. My Lord, it says, a lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. That is the king of the jungle. He is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. Oh, Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We come from that same lineage. Oh, the righteous shall be as bold as a lion. You don't turn before any circumstances. You refuse to cower and lie down under the circumstances of life. You are bold. Oh, I remember one time when I was, Joshua was like 6 months old, the doctor said there was a condition in his body that if it doesn't resolve by the end of the day, they will have to do surgery. Oh, that lion nature rose up in me. I said, no way, it's not going to happen. By the time I go to work and come back, this condition will no longer be in his body. I said that and I left and went. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boldness. When I came back, that condition was no longer there to the glory of God, and no surgery had to be done. Hallelujah. I refuse to turn back for any. If it's not in the plan of redemption, I refuse it. He has become unto us redemption from the dominion of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, by righteousness is how we reign in life over the circumstances of life. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. My. Your faith is getting fair. Somebody is like, bring it on. I know what you're talking about now. The lion turns back not for any. Romans 5, 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Notice that phrase, the gift. It's a gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Oh, we know about the abundance of grace. What about the gift of righteousness? Combine those two and you are set to reign. The Amplified says, we'll reign as kings in life. Oh, that lion rules and reigns over their domain. That king rules and reigns over their domain. Reign as kings. Fear will no longer have dominion over your life when you realize that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You will not fear what will come tomorrow. You will not fear the devil. You will not fear circumstances. You know that you have received the gift of righteousness and you reign. Right here in this life, when the rubber meets the road, is how you reign. Through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, that is what we have to be established in. But thank God we have seen it. By his grace, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. What does this righteousness give us? What is the benefit? What is the importance of it in our life? Isaiah 54. Verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for this? He says, in righteousness, you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near you. In righteousness, you shall be established. You will be far from oppression. This morning, any area of your life, where you may be oppressed by the enemy, as you are established in righteousness, may that oppression not know your address anymore. You will be far from oppression. If you don't know it, the enemy will keep rubbing your nose in the sand. But the moment that you realize you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the oppression will be far from you. And from terror, it will not come near you, and you shall not fear. This morning, my heart cry and desire that the dominion of fear over your life comes to an end now, in the name of Jesus, oh glory, it will not come near you. They were prophesying and seeing it all the way ahead. Another benefit of this righteousness is peace and quietness. Isaiah 32:17. That peace and quiet assurance in your heart comes from being established in righteousness. Thank you, Lord. As a result of the finished work of Jesus, he says the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Oh, that peace that passes all standing in the midst of storms. He says the work of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. That quiet assurance in your heart that you have a Father. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the word of God that lives and abides. You have the mighty Holy Spirit indwelling you. Oh, it gives you a quiet assurance in your heart. The work of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My prayer for you is, oh, that it becomes revelation to you. That God reveals himself to you and you are conscious of it and you walk in the fullness of it. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. The effect of righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. And like I said, when you know that, When you know that, and it makes all the difference in your prayer life. Now, this verse will mean something to you. James chapter 5, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 5. Verse 16. You see, so long as you think of righteousness as just good conduct, then there's something missing. But when you think of it as the nature of God and who you are, then notice what he says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer, notice, of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. If you think about it in terms of right conduct, you wouldn't call Elijah a righteous person. He says he had a nature like ours. He is the man that called down fire. And when the fire came down and destroyed the prophets of Baal, Jezebel was running after his life to kill him. He traveled out of town, went to lie somewhere and said, God, I am the only one left. Everyone has deserted you. Lord, let me die. My question is, this man of faith like this, if he wanted to die, he should have stayed where he was. Jezebel would have taken care of that. You run out of town, you are being chased to die, and you go and lie down somewhere and say, God, take my life, this is too much. If you want to die, stay where you are. Prophet, you are running away from a woman. Oh, man of God. He didn't want to die any more than you and I. So sometimes we get so discouraged in life. You say, Lord, help me. But my point is, this was the man that appeared on the scene. I like how he's introduced in the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Usually when they are introducing someone in the Bible, they will say the son of this, the son of that. He just appeared on the scene, and Elijah, the Tishbite from the Gileadites. He appeared to Ahab and said, there will be no rain or dew. Oh, my Lord and my God. Except according to my word. See you later. Have a good night. I put the keys in my pocket. Except according to my word. And he is comparing us to him, saying that we have, he had a nature like ours. But all these Old Testament people were not made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when he says that the prayer of a righteous man avails much, that should mean a lot to you in your prayer. If you know that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, God longs to see your face with joy. He wants to hear your prayer. It gives you boldness and confidence. You go into the presence of God and you pray, and you know that God will hear your prayer. Amen. And Amplify says it makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Glory be to God. When you are conscious, be conscious. That's why he says, awake to righteousness. Walk throughout the whole day that he is your father. He will hear you all the time. Hear your cry. So finally, what's our response to this righteousness? Our response is, we want many people to come to know this righteousness that we are talking about. Oh, the world is heading downstream. We have the answer. Our response is that we want so many people to come to the knowledge of this truth. So now he says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, that is our response to this righteousness. Now, this will mean something else, something to you, to us as well. But it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Awake to righteousness. Seek it first. Oh, seek his kingdom first. Let him be your priority. Let him be the one that you desire. Oh, let him be the one that you want to please. Seek his kingdom first. Oh, and his righteousness and everything else that the world is chasing after, oh, will be taken away from you. Is that what the Bible says? No. He says it will be added to you. Seek his kingdom first. You won't diminish. You will go forward. Thank you for that. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Now this verse will mean something to us as well. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. He says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. The wise man wins souls. He that wins souls is wise. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. Like the stars forever. We are endeavoring that our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers who don't know the Lord, we want to turn them to righteousness. Thank you, Lord. This week when we went out into the community, we had a blessed time. Two young men. When we spoke to them, oh, they gladly received the word of the Lord. And when they were turned from death to life, when they were turned from darkness to light, oh, the joy on their face. Said it all. Said it all. Oh, and we experience the joy that happens in heaven when somebody comes to the Lord. Oh, make it your goal, your heart cry. I am seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness. Who can I reach out to today? That is when the joy you experience through joy. Oh, and as you do that, I see you shining like stars forever and ever. In your field of endeavor, you are shining as stars forever and ever. You will not be beneath, but you will be above. You will shine like the brightness of the firmament. You will fly high in life. When you seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Thank you, Lord. And finally, notice what he says. Finally. Psalm 92, verse 12. A couple more, then we'll wrap it up here. Psalm 92, verse 12. In this season, thank you, Lord. Oh, I see you flourishing as you seek his kingdom first. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Oh, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Oh, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. I see you flourishing in this season. I see you flourishing in this season. As you seek his kingdom first, you shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Oh, that palm tree has so many uses. Oh, we find it in so many pharmaceutical products. We have so many uses for the palm tree. Remember, that was the same thing they used to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. Remember that tree yesterday. We discovered as well that tree is found in Revelation. You will flourish like a palm tree, not diminish, when you are conscious of the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I see you flourishing. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In Lebanon, that cedar, a tree, is the tallest tree among all trees. You will be above and not beneath. Oh, be conscious of who he has made you to be. You are a new creation. Oh, you can stand in the presence of God. Unashamed, unafraid. You can stand in the presence of the enemy as well, unafraid of his way. Jesus was always conscious that he had the Father. He was not afraid of sickness or disease. He was not afraid of the enemy. Oh, he was bold. And being conscious of that now, you just come to him and say, Lord, how can I obey you? How can I serve you? Oh, Jesus. You see, that the key to a successful Christian life is to obey the Lord. To obey and do whatever he tells you to do. Whatever he tells you to do, that is the way to the whole thing. John chapter 21, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. He took the life of Peter and made something significant out of them. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. They had an abundance. Jesus made breakfast for them. How would you like to have some of that? Fish and bread made by Jesus. Oh, but the thing is, later on he asked, do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than the provision? Do you love me more than what I have given you? Jesus got there the same way. I'll keep going back to it till we all get it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. It takes the way of obedience. Lord, you have made me righteous. You have given me your nature. Now what can I do to serve you, to obey you, and to help somebody else come to know you? Notice what he said about Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. He had the same nature like God did, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let that same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He was in the form of God, but he emptied himself and became obedient. Became obedient. As we obey the Lord in this season, and God has given him a name, God has highly exalted him. As we obey the Lord, may we walk in the fullness of what he has for us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Talk to God. Thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him for his word. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Talk to him this morning. The righteous are as bold as a lion. He doesn't turn back for any. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, if you are watching us online, or if you are listening to this after the fact, and you don't know Jesus, you are bedding down by sin. You are bedding down by life. There seems to be no way out, but Jesus is the way. That's the good news. For you to experience this righteousness that we are talking about, it starts with a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to experience this victory that we are talking about, it starts with a relationship with the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Lord. I thank you that you came to die for me, to bring me into the family of God. Today, I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you. I'm saved. And if you knew him and for some reason you walked away from him, and like the prodigal son, life has begun to go downhill. Instead of living in the Father's house, you are competing for the scrap, the scrap of life. Oh, but you come to that realization. Just say, Lord, take me back in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Let's rise to our feet this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's all say this together this morning. Lord, Thank you for who you have made me to be. Thank you that in Christ Jesus, I am a new creation. No longer under condemnation. No longer under the dominion of the enemy. Thank you, I'm saved. Thank you, I'm in the family of God. Help me to walk in the fullness of it. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus. This morning His presence is here. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus, the risen Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Lord, help us to walk in obedience to you, Lord, and to turn many to righteousness. Help us to bring many to the saving knowledge of our Lord. Oh, to be touched by what's on your heart, what's most important to you, Lord. And thank you that as we do that, we keep flying higher and higher. Thank you that as we do that, all things are added to us. Thank you for Jesus that makes all this possible. Thank you, Lord. No guilt, no shame, no fear. Oh, but walking in the life of God, walking in the fullness of what has been purchased for us. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. You are so. Thank you, Lord. Where there is sickness, I speak your health. Where there is lack, I speak your abundance. Oh, where there is fear, I speak boldness this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself to each and every one of us this morning and onward by many infallible proofs. Let the proof of your resurrection speak and be made manifest in our lives. We love you because you first loved us. Let the effect of righteousness be seen in our lives. Be seen in our lives. Be seen in our lives. May I declare that we are far from oppression in the name of Jesus. We bear the fruit of righteousness, like your word declares in 2 Corinthians 9:10. Thank you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. Oh, you are so faithful. 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 Let's lift up our hands to Him this morning. Thank you, Lord. One more time, let's give Him praise and glory. Give Him praise and glory for His mighty visitation this morning. Give Him praise and glory in the name of Jesus. And now may God bless you. May He keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May this season be full of testimonies. May this season, may Jesus reveal himself like he did to the apostles after his resurrection and the disciples. Every area of your life where the proof of his resurrection is not made manifest, may it be manifest this week, in this month, in the name of Jesus. May you flourish in every area of your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. You are flourishing. Say it, I am flourishing. I am flourishing. Ay, 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 ay.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.